Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor Ministro, ¿dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Five Halloween pranks that ended in unexpected deaths. Most of us are familiar with Halloween and its timeless traditions, carving jack-o'-lanterns, wearing costumes, and of course, trick-or-treating. On October 31st, if you don't hand out candy, then you can expect a trick. Some are as harmless as scaring a person or egging a house, but then there are also those outliers that took it way too far. Here are five Halloween pranks that ended in unexpected deaths. Number 5. Marcy Jones. In the 2005 rom-com film Wedding Crashers, John Beckwith, the character played by Owen Wilson, poisons Sack Lodge, played by Bradley Cooper, with some kind of liquid concoction from a bottle of eye drops. The drink, laced with what is found to be Visine, made Sack suffer with gastrointestinal problems like stomach cramps and diarrhea. The thing about movies are, most of what we see are all just make-believe, but one woman thought that the Wedding Crashers prank is what they needed to liven up their Halloween party. In 2009, Denise Moyer decided to spike the punch at a party she was attending with Visine eye drops. The prankster thought that the substance would make those who drank it feel woozy and ill. But unbeknownst to her, Visine and other brands like it have an active ingredient called tetrahydrozoline, which narrows the blood vessels. Thus, it serves as the best remedy in reducing eye strains and even stuffy noses. However, when swallowed, it can have a toxic effect and even turn deadly. The effect varies from person to person, of course. Usually those who are younger and have healthier bodies wouldn't feel too much, but as you might have guessed, those who are frail will likely to suffer severe consequences. One of the unlucky ones was Marceline Marcy Jones. The 49-year-old was well-liked in the office that she and Moyer had been working at. The two were even good friends. Little did Moyer know that Jones actually had a history of medical problems, and the woman collapsed almost immediately after taking a sip of the poison drink. Meanwhile, many of the other partygoers became ill as well. 2 days after that party, Jones died. Authorities initially ruled natural causes as the reason for her death. Months after that, however, another co-worker claimed to have seen the 41-year-old adding eye drops to the cocktail. Police were immediately called in and an investigation was conducted, and the prankster admitted responsibility for what she had done. She said she got the idea after seeing the aforementioned movie Wedding Crashers. After a legal bout, the female from Granville, New York, was charged with misdemeanor assault but not murder, since it wasn't her intention to kill the prank victim. But regardless, the truth can't be denied that Marcy Jones met her untimely demise just because someone thought it would be fun to pull off a prank. Number 4. Caleb Reeb. Americans have a distinct love affair for Halloween. We love this holiday season so much that we would go out on a limb just to spook people out. Take, for example, the hanging in a good old-fashioned hayride attraction. Pranksters would basically imitate a grisly death by letting themselves hang in a noose. And though it sounds quite scary, it's actually not that dangerous, as there are ways in which they could do it safely. But then again, not all stunts end up successful. One such fatality like this was reported in 2001 in Sparta, Kent County, Michigan. In this small township, once resided a young man named Caleb Reeb. A big fan of Halloween and haunted houses, Caleb decided to volunteer to work at a local hayride attraction at Alpine Ridge Farms in Sparta. As with anyone his age, the 14-year-old thought it's too boring to simply just hide behind the woods and jump right out to scare unsuspecting passerbys. He thought of a much more daring act. Looking up, he noticed a skeleton that was hanging by a noose in a nearby tree. Without even notifying any of the staff, Caleb went on to remove the rope from the skeleton and put it around his own neck. The teenager was apparently not heavy enough that when he let go of the rope, the branch from which he was tied to whipped back up, bringing along with it his lightweight body. The rope, snapping back, ended up choking Caleb. He did try to untangle the double-knotted rope off his neck, but as he did, his fellow workers and those who saw him thought he was just acting and misinterpreted his pleas for help. However, when he probably had already lost consciousness, the employees decided to check on the boy. That's when they noticed the seriousness of the situation, and they tried to resuscitate him, but it was already too late, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. There were several other types of accidents, such as this one. In most cases, customers and staff would just think that the participant was only acting, when in fact, they were really fighting for their lives. Number 3. Adam Provençal. Toilet papering, or TPing, is an activity done by young and sometimes old people on Hallow's Eve. Harmless by nature, TPing is the act of covering a tree, house, or big structure with toilet paper. Although it's quite wasteful, the fun that pranksters get from it can be priceless. On midnight in 1992, in the little town of Grand Haven, Michigan, the kids have been going around randomly TPing homes. Around the same time, a young man named Adam Provençal was also prowling the streets with his friend. They were celebrating their team's victory from the recently held regional championship soccer game. Along the way, Adam and his buddy saw their other friends in the act of trimming a house with toilet paper, and they stopped to talk about the details of their win. At that point, Todd Resenga, the man who was getting pranked, got out of his house to reprimand the teens. He threatened to call the police and then took down Adam's license plate number. In an attempt to clear up the misunderstanding, the young soccer team captain walked up to the man's door and knocked. He was hoping to explain that he was not the one who TP'd his house. Without checking on who was knocking, the disgruntled homeowner fired his shotgun through the closed door, hitting the 17-year-old straight in the face. He died the next morning from that gunshot wound. Rasenga was arrested and put on trial for the murder of the young student. And in his defense, the 25-year-old said that he didn't intend to shoot the victim, but only wanted to scare the pranksters. Much to the shock of the Adams family, friends, and neighbors, the shooter was freed on a $10,000 bond and only got to serve 2 years for the charge of using a firearm during a felony. At this point, it's hard to tell who really was the prankster. Was it the kids who TP'd the house, or was it Rasenga himself? Either way, it was Adam's life that perished in the midst of the scuffle. Number 2, Jordan Moreland. Aside from skeletons and gravestones, the hangman's knot or hangman's noose has become one of the most distinguishable symbols used as decorations during Halloween. It's quite common to see these robes dangling in front yards, just like in the home of a family in Louisville, Kentucky. In 2013, Jordan Moreland's family had already done their decorations for Halloween. Everything was set, and Jordan couldn't be more excited to celebrate the night of spook and creepiness together with his younger sister. All of a sudden, though, the 16-year-old decided to give his sibling a major scare. What he did was reach out for the decorative noose hanging in their front lawn, and he slipped it right over his head to give the impression that he had hanged himself. Unfortunately, the prank quickly turned into tragedy when the youngster accidentally lost his balance and hung himself to death for real. The teen's sister, his would-be victim, actually saw him hanging from the tree, his body wriggling, probably trying to loosen himself from the rope. She ran in to tell her mother, Ginger, about her brother's predicament. The woman, who was quite busy doing laundry at the time, thought that her son was pulling a prank on her and was trying to connive her daughter into it, and so she ignored the entire ruse. But when the girl told her that she saw Jordan drooling from his mouth, Ginger became curious and went to check outside. With the boy's back turned towards her, the mother had to spin him around. And there, she found the shocking and tragic truth that Jordan had indeed hung himself. They immediately called for help, and paramedics arrived and rushed to him, but by this time, the prankster was already in a comatose state. Around 12 hours after the incident, Jordan, who was actually an honor student and a good kid, was pronounced dead. Authorities declared the young man's death as purely an accident. They surmised that the young man might have probably become disoriented after putting the noose around his neck, and it's also a possibility that he lost consciousness after the knot became too tight. It's likely that Jordan's friends, family, and his community will never look at the hangman's noose in the same way ever again. Number 1, Tavarius King. Egging is yet another Halloween prank idea that a lot of people enjoy and abhor very much. This depends on who got egged and who threw them. But in some cases, this seemingly harmless activity had brought so much grief and suffering either to the pranksters or the victims. For instance, this story. On October 31st, 2010, on Hallow's Eve, a young man named Tavarius King was out and about in his town of Fulton County in Atlanta, Georgia. Like most kids his age, he was looking for some excitement and he probably thought egging would be a great idea. It wasn't entirely revealed if that was the first time he did it in the evening, but he reportedly came across his target, a Mercedes-Benz. The report somehow failed to mention if he was with his friends or alone when he did it, but regardless, The luxury vehicle was pretty much splattered with eggs entirely. This, of course, enraged the driver, who then confronted the teenager. Terrified, Tavares escaped from the scene, and the disgruntled individual then fired 10 shots at the fleeing teenager. As confirmed later by the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office, the young victim died while he was being rushed to a nearby hospital. The shooting incident prompted the police to launch an investigation, and it didn't take long for them to spot the car that had the same description as the vehicle in question. They consequently detained the driver. However, it was revealed that the person in question was actually arrested on traffic charges and not of the earlier shooting incident. A spokesperson for the Atlanta Police Department at the time clarified that the suspect was already turned over to homicide investigators for interrogation. Up to this day, it's yet to be found out what exactly happened to the Tavares King shooting case. Was the shooter arrested and made to answer for what he did? It's true that some pranks are simply not as amusing as being bombarded with eggs. To the victims, such acts beget retaliation. Perhaps giving the pranksters a taste of their own medicine would suffice if a reprimand wouldn't be enough. But if revenge takes a violent and deadly turn, then that would be an entirely different story. So there were 5 Halloween pranks that ended in unexpected deaths. It's difficult, especially as a youngster, not to get overly excited about Halloween. But let these stories serve as a cautionary tale, a warning that will prompt you to think twice before pulling off that sick and funny Halloween prank. If you guys enjoyed this video, then subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell. We have 3 new videos coming out every single week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.